Okay. Ready? All right. Good morning, everyone. We are on finishing brachos shortly. We are starting today, Resh Chaf Zayin. Today will be very interesting. Today's shiur is sponsored for Refuah Shleima for Ben Sion Ben Shendel. One quick last Shechianu on a fruit question that might come up once in a while. If a person has pie, so and they see the fruit, so when you're having pie, you're going to just say a mezonos. So the fruit is tafel to the cake. You're only going to say very many mezonos. But since you see the fruit, if it's a new fruit and you haven't seen it yet or eaten it yet, you should still say Shechianu because it's tafel for the bracha of eating, but it's still a real fruit that you can see. It's two separate things. Okay. Resh Chaf Zayin, Seif Aleph. Aleph Zikim, comets, shooting stars. V'hu kemin kochav hayere kachetz ve'orach ha'shamayim. You see it flying in the sky, v'makom v'makom v'nimshach oro keshevet. And you see a stream of light tailing it. V'al...
A meteor.
V'al ra'ada ta'aretz, or on feeling an earthquake. V'al ha'brakim, lightning. V'al ha're'amim, on thunder. V'al ruchot shenashvu bezaf, or a very strong winds. Al kol echad me'elu, certainly that would be a hurricane, that's no question. A typhoon. Al kol echad me'elu omer, baruch ata Hashem, elokeinu melech ha'olam, osem ma'aseh breshit. Reshit. So that's the bracha. Osem ma'aseh breshit. V'im yirtze, if you prefer, on any one of these items, yomar, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shekocho Ugvurato Malei Olam. That Hashem, right, the first one is saying that Hashem created the world, it's part of creation, and this one is just, it says that Hashem is His greatness, is His power and strength, fills the world. These items, you see them, and feel them, and from a distance, as opposed to something that just is more local. Like we're going to get to just looking at a mountain or just looking at a river where it's more local and doesn't move around and doesn't have such a big... You don't see the strength as much. You see more breshit. So there you could only say osem ma'aseh breshit. Here you can say either one. Okay. A couple of details. Now, some say for a meteor or a comet, you only get to say it once at nighttime. There's such an opinion. Obviously, if you know it's the same one, for sure you could only say it. You probably would not be able to say it. I would assume once in 30 days, but the Mishnah Berurah talks about only once at nighttime. He gets it from a source, and that's only, and that's just the bracha itself for any shooting star is only once in a nighttime. So there is that opinion.
The following night.
You can still make it every night. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you can say a new one. The only thing is, I believe, according to him, even if you would know for sure it's the same one, I don't think you would say it every night.
It's never the same
one. Okay.
A comet.
So that would be, if it's the same one, I would assume once in 30 days if you think it's the same one. But, okay. When we get to lightning, the Mishnah Berurah also, I'll say, he quotes an opinion that says, if it's only from heat, then you don't say on lightning. However, my understanding is, from what we know nowadays, there's no such thing. It's always when there's a storm or clouds, and it's always, and therefore, it's not just from heat. And if you don't see it, or you don't see thunder, that's what he's talking about. You don't see thunder. Yeah. There still is. You just can't hear it. So, I don't understand. But there is such an opinion that says, if you don't see thunder, hear thunder, then you don't say the bracha. But I'm not sure if that's an accepted opinion. Okay. As far as the winds. So it's a question, how much of a storm? There is no real known degree how windy it must be. So the Mishnah Berurah says, unless it's going to be something like a hurricane, you wouldn't say shekachog v'ratom le'olam. You would just say if it's just a strong wind, probably something that you only get once a year. Something that's for you, not normal. Something that's really, really windy. And, you know, if for your people you would call it a storm, then it should be safe to say at least osem aser reshit. Okay? Now, generally the custom both by Sephardic and Ashkenazi Jews is what do we split up between lightning and thunder. Really, you can say the same bracha on both. But the general custom is, if you hear them not at the same time, or hear and see them not at the same time exactly, then if the general custom is, for lightning, we say Osem Aser Reshit, and for thunder, we say Shekachog V'ratom Le'olam. However, they say if you hear it and see it at the exact same time, you should just say one bracha. First of all, by the time you get to the second bracha, it'd be probably past Toch Kedei Dibur, and so it's too late, because you only have that Shalom Alech HaRebbe, or Shalom Alech HaRebbe Amori, you only have that much time to say the bracha from when you hear it. So therefore, if you hear them and see them at the same time, then you should only say one of them. You can choose either one. The Mishnah Berurah recommends Osem Aser Reshit. Salon Yalkut Yosef, he recommends Shekachog V'ratom Le'olam. Okay. That's different opinions.
When the Machaber says when Yirtzeh Yomer Shekachog V'ratom Le'olam, it means in addition to or instead?
No. So only you can pick. You can only do one or the other. In Yirtzeh doesn't mean you add. You only pick one or the other. If they're going to be one right after another, the Mishnah Berurah mentions you could have in mind to say the bracha. I don't know that everyone agrees, but you could, if you only saw the lightning but didn't hear the thunder yet, and the thunder's coming right away, you could at that moment, right in between, say the bracha of Osem Aser Reshit and have in mind it goes on both. I'll just mention that, but I'm not so sure if that's better. Okay. That he mentions that also in the Shema of the Birkei Yosef, that if you make the bracha and the barak and you have in mind for both, right? So that's because you know it's coming right afterwards. Okay, fine. But I would assume that that's if it's Toch Kedei Dibur.
B'diavad.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Very good. So I would probably recommend to have in mind one, as you go along, have in mind for each item. If you only hear or see one at a time, then you have in mind only for that. Okay, to point out Chazan Ovadia that it's 100% okay to say the bracha by looking through your glasses or a window. That's not a problem. Okay. Bet. How often do you get to say a bracha on lightning? So, for most things, we know it's once in 30 days. But that's when it's the same item and it's stationary. Lightning and thunder, it's a little bit different. It's because every lightning and every thunder is a different one. But it's coming from the same set of clouds. Okay, so what do we do? So the halacha reads like this. As long as the clouds didn't separate, and it's the same, in the same sky, you look up in the same sky, and it basically looks the same, then you only say one bracha per day. Itpazer ubein barak levarak, ubein ra'am lera'am. But then, if the sky clears up, so it's a question how much, certainly, mostly. So it looks like a pretty clean sky. I'm sure a couple of clouds won't ruin it. And then they reform. Then tzarich lachzor ulevarech. Then you have to say a new bracha. The Rishonim, it's pretty accepted based on the Rishalmi that when it comes to lightning, you get to say a new bracha every day, even though it looks like it's the same clouds. from day to day, you can say a new bracha. Exactly where? What's the cutoff point from day to day? It's not clear. It's clear that every 24 hours, you can definitely say a new bracha. Even if it looks like it's the same storm and the same clouds. It's written in Yalkut Yosef, basically every morning, every new morning, you can say the bracha anew. Perhaps like the Berachos HaShachar. It was established because it's its own animal a little bit. Lightning, each one by itself is a separate lightning. But at the same time, it's the same storm, same set of clouds, and it'd be too much all day long to be saying this bracha. So the Rishalmi says it was mitakin to be said once a day. Now we also know that, to the best of our knowledge, from one day to the next, you also don't really have the same clouds because the wind is—it's always new clouds coming in. So that's another factor that's unusual for this item versus the other brachas on seeing stuff.
I thought that since it's Kumasakiteishi Yerulichana, so the experience of Yira, you say the bracha over and over again, you don't lose it.
So it's either it's annoying, it's too much, or because you don't feel it. You don't feel the regesh if you're going to be saying repeating the same bracha again and again all day. So however you take it, Chazal only wanted us to say the bracha once a day, and I don't think just taking a nap will make a difference, but it's once a day, and probably like Berachos HaShachar type of thing, once a day makes sense. There is a discussion exactly, you know, what's the cutoff point from day to day. But, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, Yomo. Haya yoshev beit hakiseh v'shama kol ram or ra'ah barak. If you're in a bathroom, you're in a place you can't say a bracha, or any situation where you can't say a bracha the way you are. Im yachol atzet ulvarech toch kedei dibor. If you can get out of that situation within toch kedei dibor, right? I don't know, maybe 2-3 seconds, 2 seconds. Then that's how much time you have to get out of it. Then you should yetzei, walk outside. V'im lav lo yetzei. But if you can't, then you don't. And again, provided you don't have issues of bal tishaktu and you don't have issues of your hands are dirty, but you can just wipe your hands. You have a second basically to wipe your hands or dip it in water, and then you say the bracha if your hands are dirty. Okay. Resh chaf chet aleph. This is on yamim v'neharot. Al yamim v'neharot harim u'gvaot u'midbarot. So on bodies of water, oceans, seas, lakes, we say the bracha. Here, Omer Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Oseh Maaseh Bereishit. Now, what else? Also rivers, and we're going to qualify that. Harim, mountains, Ugvaot, and so what are Gvaot? Normally, we translate them as hills, but we know that it has to be something that inspires us. It has to be something that doesn't have to be unusually crazy inspiring, but it needs to be something where you see some greatness. And there's or midbarot, so that's vast deserts. That's also enough to say the bracha. So what's the difference between? So if they look like I don't know about midbar Yehuda. It's a good question. Hare Yerushalayim, they're beautiful, but I don't know if they're magnificent, inspiring enough, or tall enough to require such a bracha. Good question. What's the difference between harim u'gvaot? So if we know it needs to be something inspiring, so the Ayyubid says the difference is that they're both mountains. But when the Chazal said gvaot over here, that means they're more like pillars or peaks. Mountains that are a lot more steep versus a wider range or with a wider slope. Okay, so that's okay.
Har Tavor.
I don't know. Probably Harmon for sure. If it's something that we would normally call just a little hill, I would say no. So it's hard to judge. I didn't say that. It's the shape. It's more of a. It's more pointed. It's a lot more steep. But I don't know. That's what he writes. Okay, I haven't seen others who talk about it. V'ala yama gadol. Now, what about? So, what is yama gadol? The great ocean. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'hu ayam shovrim bo le'eretz Yisrael u'Mitzrayim." This refers to the Mediterranean Sea, because of the shavach of Eretz Yisrael. So then, on this one, you say, "Omer baruch Hashem elokeinu melech haolam oseh hayam hagadol." Okay, so the general's custom by the Sfardim is on the Mediterranean. You would say on the Mediterranean. You would say what the Shulchan Aruch says, which is Ose Hayam Hagadol. And then, if you would see the Kinneret or another ocean, you would say Ose Masav Reshit. Many Ashkenazim, it seems to be from the Mishnah Berurah as well. They have the opposite view, that Yama Gadol refers to the Atlantic. So it's a question. And also, whichever bracha you say, as long as you say Osam Maaseh Breishit on either one, you would be Yotze. But not Yama Gadol. So make sure you follow your minag. You don't have to worry about Safek Brachos Lahaka when it's the minag in Klal Yisrael. But if you're not sure, you could do that as well. And then all these that we mentioned are once in 30 days.
You don't even say Osa Hayam Gadol when you're crossing the Atlantic. I don't know why. Maybe because of Osa.
You're right. So I don't know.
Maybe because of both ways.
Right. So good question. Okay. Bet. Lo akol ne'arot mevarech. So this we have to see together. Bet and Gimel. Not on all rivers you say this bracha Osa Maaseh Breishit. Ela arba neharot echtivei bikra. Only on these four, kemo chidekel ufrat, mentioned in the Torah, like the chidekel ufrat. V'hu shira otam b'makom shelo nishtaneh mahalacham ayde adam. It has to be where it was not man-made. So a man-made lake, you would not say a bracha on. A man-made river, you would not say a bracha on.
You change the course.
It can't be that you change the course.
Right.
If you change the course, then you can no longer say it. But it has to be Hashem's Maaseh Breishit. So when you read...
And Yam HaMelech, also don't say because it's not Maaseh Breishit.
Which one?
Yam HaMelech, why wouldn't you say...
Wasn't there from Maaseh Breishit?
It was created at the time of stone.
Yeah.
Ah,
good question.
You
don't say Yom Melech, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, so apparently some writes, or everyone, I don't know. Yom Melech, not to say, because it wasn't created since Breishit. Okay, good. But it wasn't man-made, but it wasn't... so that's interesting. I don't know. But, okay. Safi Brachos Sahakal, maybe. Okay, very good. So now, what happens when you get to... Okay, let's read Gimel. V'lo akol harim agvot mevarech. It's not on any harim agvot you say this bracha. Ela dafka al harim agvot hameshunim. They have to be unusual. When you carrot gvura taburei behem, and you see the greatness of Hashem. So there obviously has to be a minimum height. And I don't think Hara Yerushalayim or Shomron qualify, but okay. Now, important to point out that. Basically, all the poskim point out that when this is coming from a Tosfos where it says only these four rivers, but pretty much all the mafarshim say that even I think they say even in Tosfos, but they certainly say lemaisa that it doesn't mean dafka these four. It means there has to be original like these four and big rivers, not a little stream. The Yarden probably does not qualify, from what I understand. So any major river, so any of these, Amazon, Mississippi, I would assume there's not a question. Niagara Falls would not be a question, in my opinion. The Grand Canyon would not be a question. All of these, in my opinion, you would definitely say B'Shem V'Malchut. Anything that's more, that's on a smaller scale, then I would probably say to say it without Shem v'malchut. Go through many random, but there's going to be some gray areas and different opinions, but I don't know. The Bam, yes, Jilabon, it's a question. Probably I would say on the Banyas, but okay. Where did we leave off? Okay, I think we're good. What's on time? Okay. So let's get to the next Siv. Next Siman, right? Yep. Rish Chaf Tet. Birkat HaKeshet V'Achama. Okay, Aleph. Hare HaKeshet Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Zocher HaBrit Ne'aman Bivrito V'Kayam B'Ma'amaro. Alright, that Hashem remembers his brit not to destroy the world, and he keeps his word, his promise, and and we're not supposed to you're not allowed to stare in it too much, because the rainbow has a Chazal say reminds us or it alludes to the kavod of the Shekhinah itself, and therefore anytime you have something that's of great importance, you shouldn't stare at it. It's a zilzal. It's not nice. It's improper to stare at a Kaddish Baruch Hu, to stare at anything special. It's even rude to stare at people straight. So certainly, so too with the keshet. Now, should you mention to your friend, hey, there's a keshet outside? So the Mishnah Brura suggests one should not. Rav Avadia says one should. Different opinions. Because the keshet is supposed to remind us that Hashem promised that He's not going to destroy the world, and it's an illusion or a remiss from Hashem that possible He wants to destroy the world. So it could be lashon hara about the world that Hashem really wants to destroy us. We're not behaving, but He's not going to. So the question is it lashon hara on the people of the world? So two different opinions. If you should. But you get a chance to see the cover of the Shekhinah, so get a chance to say the bracha. So two different opinions. Either way, you shouldn't stare at it. And okay, all right. And this one. Okay. One second. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah says this one also. I think it would be more than in a day, but he says you would say a new. It doesn't have to be every 30 days for this one. He says it's similar to the rain, thunder and lightning. So this one would be once a day as well. Okay, sorry.
Or
once a storm. Yeah, that would make sense too. Once a storm. Very good. Okay. Yalkut Yosef points out, I think it's in Chazon Avadia as well, let's say if you're in the middle of Kriyat Shema and you're going to lose it, you think it's not going to last, even in the middle of Kriyat Shema, better Bein HaPrakim, but even in the middle of Kriyat Shema, you're allowed to say the bracha, because this is a bracha or a mitzvah overt, and you're going to lose it. Okay. Alright, Bet. Haroi HaChama B'Tkufata, you see a Chama in its time. V'hu, every 28 years. In other words, when you see the sun in the same position where it was when God created the world on the fourth day of creation. So it's every 28 years. Because Shireota Bayom Revi, it's on Wednesday, Boker in the morning, and first Zrizim Magdimin as early as possible, but the latest they say. Most poskim say you have up until the third hour. Some say you have up until the sixth. And you say the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Aseh Maaseh Reishit. V'chein mevarech gam kein kesh'ra'eh levana b'tarata. So too with the moon when you see it. Also v'kochavim b'shmonotam mazalot b'itam. Also when it's dahainu, what does that mean? Kesh'tachzor levana b'tchilat mazal tale b'tchilat achodesh. Also, when it was created in its first, when its first state with all the mazalot and the constellations, v'chein kishiyachzur kol kochav mechamisha nisharim itchilat mazal tale ולא יהיה נוטה לא לצפון ולא לדרום, וכן בכל עת שיר המזל תעלה עולה מקצות המזרח. And so too, whenever you see this constellation of Teleh rising, they bring down the minhag is, we don't say this bracha anymore, I'm not exactly sure why, but on the constellations or on the moon, the minhag is not to say the bracha. But on the chama, on the sun, every 28 years there is such a, we do say it. There's an Indian to say it Berov Am with other people as well, just like we say Birkat Levana or Kiddush Levana. Okay. Now, in order to say the bracha on the sun, you have to actually see the sun. Obviously, you don't stare at the sun. You can look at it with peripheral vision from the side, but you have to see the sun. If it's covered up in clouds and you can't see it at all, even though if it's a little bit bright, extra bright, you kind of see some light from the rays. I think they all say not to say the bracha. But if you're able to see, at least, it doesn't have to be you can clearly see the sun, even if the clouds are covering it, but you can still see partially the sun. It depends how thick the clouds are. If you can still see this, the shape of the sun behind the clouds, then they say you still say the bracha. Okay. Resh Lamed. Maybe we'll start this one. Stop? We'll stop. Okay, fine. We'll stop. Resh Lamed.